Poet Lewis McAdams lives just south of the Drew Street area in downtown Los Angeles. And for the past year or so, he's been writing short stories for our program, tales about things he sees in his neighborhood. He calls them his close-to-home stories. This one is called The Shooter.
Lately, I've been saving my Saturday nights for deep brooding, but I knew it was well past time to quit. So last Saturday, I walked over to Main and 4th to Pete's for a chicken Caesar salad. At the door, I ran into the owner, Tom Gilmore, who is the most charming man in the world. We were chatting away when we noticed a police car, lights flashing, racing the wrong way down Main Street. Several hundred feet in the air, a chopper was already circling, training its searchlight on a row of building roofs. I went inside and ate, then stopped next door at Old Bank Video and rented Ang Lee's Lust Caution to see what I could learn. I was ankling down Main, getting ready to turn up 5th, when I realized the street and the sidewalk had been cordoned off with yellow police tape. A squad car was parked in the middle of the street, and a cop wouldn't let anybody pass. I walked to the next intersection, which was blocked by a line of flares that bathed the buildings in a lurid glow. The patrolman at this intersection said that somebody on the roof of a high-rise was taking pot shots at the street below, and Spring Street was locked down. 20 or 30 people were milling around, unsure as what to do. This is definitely not going to play well with the new downtown types, I thought to myself, as the moon played peekaboo with the clouds. Finally, after an hour, the flares went out and the yellow tape came down, and I walked up 6th to Spring. The shooter had been on the roof of the Hayward, a single-room occupancy hotel, and many of its residents were in the street. One guy had a bullet casing he'd found on the sidewalk, cupped in the palm of his hand. I was still there when the police came out of the building with the shooter, his hands cuffed behind him, an ordinary-looking guy with a big mustache and a thin shirt over a thick belly. None of the hotel residents said they'd ever seen him before. I was looking up at the roof, thinking that because our nation usually fights its wars in other people's countries, we tend to be attacked by death from the inside, not strolling home from the video store. Then a young woman, college age, walked up, looking anxious, like she wanted to get in on the joke. "It's just a movie," she said, "right? It's just a movie."
That close-to-home story came to us from LA-based poet Lewis McAdams.